again to Lark's Nest Online. We are so glad you've joined with us this morning. We welcome those of you who are joining us on YouTube and on larksnaz.org, and we want to say a special welcome to those of you who are joining us for the first time today. We hope that you will continue to find a place of worship and inspiration and community here with us. Wherever you are, we are so glad you're here. I hope you were able to join us this morning for our pre-brunch worship service. Every Sunday morning, Largs Naz will be meeting together to worship before the Largs Naz Cafe brunch begins. This time of worship starts at 10:30 and lasts until 10:50. At that time, we'll take a little break before the transition from a worship space into a hospitality venue. Now, you don't have to reserve a table for brunch to worship with us. You're welcome to come and join us just for the worship service. But if you have reserved a table, you'll be able to sit at your brunch table during the worship service. Now, keep in mind, we are still required to wear face masks during the worship service. And because this is the first Sunday of the month, we will also be celebrating Holy Communion together at the end of the online service. If you have the elements to participate with us, there'll be a time at the end of the service for you to get those ready. If you're joining us in person at the brunch, the elements will be provided. Last Sunday, we had a fantastic time of worship, discussion, and fellowship over the dinner table at our second helping Bible study. We gather together each month at the end of the month at 6 p.m. at the church. The next gathering is the 31st of October, and we do hope you will join us if you can. If you're joining us today, don't forget to pick up a copy of our monthly newsletter. If you need a copy, let us know and we can get one of those to you either by post or by email. You're also welcome to swing by the church on Wednesday and pick one up. It's got some great stuff in it, local and district news, as well as news from across the world. If you're joining us for brunch today at our Largs Naz Cafe, we welcome you, and we hope you have a great meal, a good fellowship, and are blessed by all that you see and hear. The Largs Naz Cafe is open every Sunday starting at 11 for brunch, and the menu changes each week. Give us a call by Wednesday to reserve your spot. That number is 0756-897-7311. All are welcome at the table. Once again, we welcome you to worship with us, and we are so glad you're here. Let's pray together. Dear God, we are called to be people of faith in the midst of the world. And so we mix our worship and our work, our faith and our life. We gather here as people who live in the world, and yet we gather as people who've been called to see the world from a different viewpoint. Dear God, you've called us together to be part of a community, and you challenge us to consider questions of priority as we engage with the world. In this time that we're together, we pray, God, that you would open our hearts, minds, and our eyes, allowing us to see deeper, helping us to live in the world while still offering a challenge to the ways of the world. We pray that you would give us the strength and resources that we need to serve those in the world that you love so much. And we thank you for your faithfulness as we build the kingdom together. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
How firm I found plead for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said? To you who for refuge to Jesus has fled. Dismayed, for I am thy God, and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand, upheld by my righteous omnipotent hand. Call thee to go. The rivers of sorrow shall not overflow, for I will be with thee, thy troubles to bless, and sanctify to thee thy deepest distress. Says lean for repose, I will not desert to his foes. That soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never, no, never, no, never forsake.
Good morning, church family.
We are so glad you've joined with us today, and we trust that you've been made aware of the presence of God with you right where you are.
Now, as we said last week, today's sermon is going to be a little bit different. And the reason this sermon is a bit different is because it's not a sermon at all, but a report from your pastors on the state of the church. And we'll be reporting to you not only about where we are as a church, but about where we have been and where we're going as the body of Christ in 2021 and beyond.
And it makes sense to give you this report at this time, since the church business year ends in September. And so as we are entering a new business year, and as we will soon be entering Advent and a new liturgical year, it's good to take some time to look around, to look back, and to envision what may be ahead of us as we live out our focus on hospitality, health, and holiness. And so we begin by asking, where have we been? Where have we been, and what have we been doing for the last couple of years?
So let's back up to the beginning of the year 2020, way back when we were first beginning to hear that now familiar term, COVID. And we were learning to use hand sanitizer and greet people with our elbows instead of a handshake. And nobody'd really given much thought to face masks yet, but they were coming. Now, the church leadership had met in January 2020 to examine and consider all the activities and resources that we had as a church, and to pray and plan how we could best meet the needs of our community, and to try to more clearly understand what those needs were as well. And out of a full day of working on that came our 2020 vision statement. It's there in your listening guide in its updated form, and it focuses on hospitality, health, and holiness. Those three components that we've spent the last 5 weeks unpacking in our sermons. Now, back in 2020, we had a lot of plans associated with our vision statement. We were going to start an evening gathering called Second Helping, and we were going to start holding monthly lunch and learn gatherings. In fact, we had the first of those in February, but on Sunday morning, March 15th, 2020, we had all gathered for church, and the sermon was the last sermon in the Hospitality, Health, and Holiness series, and none of us knew it at the time. But just a couple of days later, we found out that we were going into lockdown, and we would not meet again for worship on a Sunday morning for more than 500 days. Our plans suddenly changed. What we thought would be happening, lunch and learns and second helping, even Sunday morning worship, was not happening for the foreseeable future. Now, we did not see that coming, but we adapted just like everyone else did. One of the strengths of our church is that we are flexible and adaptable, and we didn't have any other choice anyway. But regardless of the situation, the church was still called to be the church, to build the kingdom, to edify the body, to proclaim the gospel. And if the Apostle Paul could do God's will while locked up in a prison cell, we could certainly do it while locked down in a pandemic. And so we learned about this thing called Zoom, and we had our board meetings and our prayer meetings and our Bible studies and Big Faith and then Second Helping on all on Zoom. And it wasn't the same as being in the same room, but it was definitely better than nothing. And instead of meeting for worship, we expanded the audio sermons that were on our website into full services with music and scripture and invocations and benedictions. And in time, as we learned more and more about how to produce an online service, those services would become video services as they are now. And we also had the opportunity this past December to put together a pretty spectacular Christmas Eve special videos. And if you haven't seen it, you should definitely check it out on YouTube. But over those months, we saw our online audience grow and heard reports of folks who were hearing the gospel for the first time, and of folks who had previously had no interest in church or worship services or hearing about Jesus, and they were joining us for worship online each week. And we knew that God was working in the lives of people, not only in this community, but all over the world, and that the Holy Spirit is working and speaking to folks through technology that we would not have developed or utilized if the pandemic had not happened. That is, the kingdom was being built not in spite of our situation, but even as a result of it. Now, even though we were not meeting in person in our church building, people were being fed spiritually by the large Church of the Nazarene. But it wasn't just spiritually that people were being fed by large NAS during lockdown. Our hospitality ministry would see that they were fed physically too. And it's nothing short of miraculous, the opportunities that God has opened up for our church.
After our abundant Christmas dinner in 2019, volunteers packed up 20 or so hearty meals and put them in the freezer. We reached out to the Largs Food Bank and they were overjoyed to be able to share those meals with the people that they serve. Now in March, when the lockdown occurred, we again reached out to the food bank and offered to cook weekly meals that could then be added to those weekly parcels that went out to families and individuals in our community. And since March of 2020, we have continued to cook meals for distribution at the food bank each week, and since then have partnered with individuals, churches, the North Ayrshire Council, and the Resilience Team to provide hope and joy through hearty meals and delicious sweet biscuits, cakes, and puddings from the Largs NAS kitchen and the kitchens of our Largs NAS bakers. During Christmas and New Year's Eve of 2020, with the help of volunteers, we prepared 250 holiday meals with all the trimmings. These meals were delivered to not only the food bank, our weekly groups, but also to those working at the ambulance station over the holidays. Along with the meals being prepared weekly, we have a group of dedicated home bakers, some of whom attend Largs NAS and some who don't, who are preparing sweet treats and fresh bread. This has been ongoing since the beginning of lockdown. We have been blessed to work with Margaret Barkley, Jane Seymour, Janice Wilson, and Moira Turner, who over the past 18 months have made thousands of sweet treats for the hospitality ministry and who continue to help in so many ways. In addition to the monetary donations received over the year, we've received generous food donations from the Paddle Steamer Restaurant, Morrison's, Tesco, the Largs Food Bank, the co-op, and a locally owned shop just around the corner called Minimal Footprint. We've also received donations from local gardens, apples, rhubarb, runner beans, carrots, locally grown organic produce that has helped us bless others in a very practical and delicious way. All food donations have been either used immediately or preserved for later use. These food donations have not only reduced our food costs, but they've enabled us to develop relationships with folks in our community that wouldn't necessarily have been formed otherwise. By the end of 2021, we will have prepared and delivered to folks in our community right here in Largs and Skelmorlie over 5,000 meals. And on the label of each one of those meals and biscuits and cakes and puddings is our church information, our website, and an invitation to join us for worship. And we are certain that many of the folks who join our online service each week found out about it from a label on a Largs NAS meal.
5,000 meals over the last year and another 5,000 expected in the year to come. It's hard to imagine that we would have the resources to accomplish such a thing, but the Bible, as well as our experience, tells us that for just a few followers of Jesus, feeding 5,000 is not at all impossible. In fact, we can expect to do that and have baskets full left over. So that's a little bit about where we have been over the past 18 months or so, but where are we now? Now, to begin to answer that, let's back up just a little bit. You'll probably remember back a few months ago, around April and May, we began to hear that we were moving out of lockdown from level 3 to level 2, level 1, and finally to level 0. And when all that happened, the large NAS leadership began to very carefully consider reopening our building and gathering together. And we had discussed this throughout the pandemic. And we took it very seriously, because even though we all very desperately wanted to meet and worship and fellowship, we also wanted to protect each other. But as more and more of our people were getting vaccinated, we began to discuss more urgently the possibility of gathering, first in our prayer meeting and then for our Bible study. But when it came to gathering for worship on a Sunday morning, the size of our building proved to be a real obstacle, because under the guidelines as they stood back in April or May or thereabouts, we were allowed to meet for a worship service, but because of the social distancing regulations, we could only allow about a dozen people into the building, and we couldn't sing, and we all had to wear face masks. And so it was one of those situations where we could meet as a church, but it wasn't going to be easy, and it wasn't going to be particularly pleasant either. But during one of our discussions, somebody, I think it was Pastor Tasha, pointed out that people were meeting in pubs and restaurants under very different regulations than those applied to places of worship. And so we thought, well, our building is a certified and inspected hospitality venue. It has been for years. Maybe we ought to find out what the guidelines would be for us if we wanted to use our building as a cafe, as a hospitality venue. Maybe we could do that on Sundays. And so we decided that we'd go online and brave the complicated web of guidelines and regulations and see what might be possible. And we weren't looking forward to that, but it needed to be done. But do you know, we never got the chance to do that. The very next day, a letter arrived in the post at the church, and it was a thick letter, pages and pages long. And do you know what it said? It said, "Largs Church of the Nazarene, you are a recognized hospitality venue, and as a hospitality venue, these are the guidelines you must follow." And there they were, in detail, all that we needed to do to function as the Largs NAS Cafe. And from there, it all fell into place. Well, it fell into place with a whole lot of hard work from a lot of very talented and generous people. We'd open for brunch, and we'd watch the online service just like they watch football at the pubs all around us, and we'd follow the guidelines to the letter. And that is how the Largs NAS Sunday brunch came to be. And people came, and they kept coming, and they enjoyed it, and they helped out, and they continue to do so. And so we began a sermon series called Food for Thought that coincided with the opening of the cafe for brunch. And then we decorated the place up for Psalm Beach, and everybody had a great time with that. We wore our flowers and our Hawaiian shirts, and we all had a wonderful time of fellowship together. And then as the guidelines began to allow, we added a separate worship service that meets before the brunch, and we pray and sing and worship together wearing face masks for the time being. But we're hearing great feedback from folks who are so happy to be able to worship again. And we certainly appreciate the talents of Rick and Janice during our worship service. And Largs NAS is growing. We welcomed 4 new members in September, and we will welcome more soon. God's working through our church, and the gospel is being proclaimed in new and creative ways that we could never have imagined had we not been through this strange and trying time during this pandemic.
And of course, everything we do in our building is made easier and more comfortable by the recent updates to our facilities. Thanks to generous donors, our kitchen has a brand new hob and tap and an amazing soap dispenser, not to mention other equipment. And of course, thank you to everyone who donated towards the boiler fund. Our new boiler was fitted, and it is running brilliantly. We'd also like to thank Alan Seymour and Rick Wilson for boxing in the pipes. It not only functions great, but it looks great as well. All of this helps out when we meet not only on Sunday morning, but also for second helping and for our prayer meetings on Wednesdays. And so that's where we are. But where are we going?
Well, starting next Sunday, we'll begin a new sermon series called Meet the Gospels. This will run for 4 Sundays, and we'll be learning about Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. And not just the writers of the Gospels, but about the Gospels themselves. We'll learn what makes each of them unique, and when and how they were written, and how each of them adds to the richness of the story of Jesus' life and ministry. You'll never look at the Gospels in the same way again, and we are excited about sharing this series with you. Now, Meet the Gospels, the series, will take us to the end of October, and we'll have a second helping Bible study on the 31st of October. That's Halloween, of course, but then in November, things will change a bit, because
during the month of November, your pastors are going to visit family in the States. And in order to ease the burdens of our volunteers, rather than having a full brunch menu, we'll be offering coffee, tea, and sweet treats from our Largs Naz bakers. Besides the food, there won't be a change in the format at all. We'll still gather together for worship, and then afterward, we'll watch the online service together whilst enjoying delicious treats and beverages. Now, there won't be a charge for the treats, but we will have envelopes available if you'd like to continue to support the ministries of Largs Naz. Now, in the online service in November, we'll still be making an appearance, but the sermon each week will be brought to you by a special guest speaker. And we're very pleased to let you know that November's speakers will be our district superintendent, Reverend Ruth Turner, our previous district superintendent, Reverend Claire Fender, and our good friends, Reverend Tommy Goodwin and Reverend Jacob Morris. We are looking forward to hearing what they have to share with us, and we know that you won't want to miss it either. Now, because we'll have special speakers during the month of November, we're going to move communion from the first Sunday of November to the last Sunday of October. Now, just a couple of updates to our building that will be happening soon. First, some time ago, we had a fundraiser to raise money for the fridge/freezer fund. That was to purchase a new freezer and a new commercial fridge, as well as some cabinetry, and we appreciate so much everyone who donated to that fund. We've purchased the freezer, which is downstairs in the church sanctuary, and we've designed the area with the cabinets and the fridge that will be installed after Christmas. So watch for that development. Another development you may notice is that we removed the sign that was on the outside of the church building. The information on that sign had been incorrect for quite some time, and the church board decided to remove it until we're able to redesign the sign with correct info. We're in the process of doing that now, and we'll have a new sign in the next couple of months. Now, we want to tell you about a really exciting event that Largs Naz is going to be hosting in the community. In the past, we've held Christmas dinners in our sanctuary, but over the past 18 months, God has opened doors that have allowed Largs Naz to share the love of Jesus with the community in ways we couldn't have possibly imagined. So this year, we will be hosting a Christmas Day meal for the entire community of Largs. Of course, it would be impossible to host a community meal of this scale in the Largs Naz sanctuary, but thankfully, St. John's has offered the use of their hall, and all of the churches in Largs Churches Together have offered to help. We've begun our planning meetings, and we are going to need loads of volunteers, folks who would like to cook, serve, donate money and food, roll silverware, and make people feel welcome and loved. There's lots to do and lots of places for you to serve and to be the hands and feet and the face of Jesus to our neighbors right here in Largs. We are also excited to announce that we will be restarting our monthly Lunch and Learn gatherings in January 2022. We have a brand new schedule with some really fun and interesting topics, and we'll be publishing that schedule in the December newsletter.
Of course, our men's breakfast will continue to meet on Tuesdays, and we appreciate so much those times of fellowship and encouragement and good food. And we want to take this opportunity to thank you for all you do in supporting the church and all that we do. All the ministries of the church here at Largs NAS, salaries and expenses and utilities, all of that is financed through your regular giving, through donations and offerings and the tithes of individuals just like you. Now, the past 18 months or so have made it difficult for churches to keep paying their bills, and we certainly pray for those churches that are struggling because of the pandemic. Now, but we conducted a financial review with the church board recently, and we found that when we look at our expenses versus our income over the past 2 years, on average, our church has been in deficit of about 67 pounds each month. And that's not terrible, but it's not sustainable, because that means we're drawing on our reserves that we have saved for emergencies. But we know that God is faithful and His people are faithful. And as we move out of this time of restriction, we're sure that we'll see our financial situation improve and that we'll be able to fund all the things that Largs NAS does and all that God is calling us to do. Now, some folks have pledged to increase their support in order to cover that 67 pounds, and we certainly appreciate that. Now, if you're not doing so already, the simplest way to support Largs NAS is to set up a bank transfer, standing order. Now, our bank details are here on the screen, account number and the sort code, and you can also give a one-time or a recurring gift online by using our Tithely form at largsnas.org on the giving page. Now, for donations specifically to the hospitality ministry, you can mark your donation hospitality, and you can also put donations and offerings in the white lockbox at the rear of the sanctuary at the church. Now, your giving supports not only the work of the church here in Largs, but also the work of missionaries all across the globe, and makes possible the advancement of the gospel and the building of the kingdom. And God will bless you as you are faithful. Of course, giving financially is only one of the ways that you can be a part of the work of the church. We need your prayers and your time and your talents and your energy and your enthusiasm. And we appreciate all the ways that you all volunteer and encourage and take part in the life of Largs NAS. Now, as we have thought about the state of the church, where we have been and where we're going and where we are, one verse of scripture has been on my mind. And it's just a short verse from Proverbs. It's in chapter 16, verse 9. And it tells us, "The human mind plans the way, but the Lord directs the steps." And the last 18 months or so have been a powerful reminder that while we are called to make plans, to use our minds and our talents and to be led by the Spirit to chart a course, not just for our own lives, but also for the church itself, while we are called to make a plan, our faith also requires that we acknowledge the ways that God will direct our steps, the ways that God's ever-surprising grace and transforming creativity will bring about those things that are beyond what we could plan, beyond what we could dream of, beyond what we could even ask for or imagine. I'm excited to see where God takes us in the months and years to come. We're excited to see the ways that God uses Largs Church of the Nazarene to do His will and to change lives for Jesus. All the opportunities that we will be given to be the body of Christ. And one of the clearest ways that the church practices being the body of Christ is when we celebrate the sacrament of Holy Communion together, when we gather at the table and remember what Jesus' life and death and resurrection mean to us. Now, Pastor Tasha is going to lead us in just a moment, but first we're going to take a few moments to prepare the elements and to prepare ourselves. Now take the next couple of minutes to gather the wine and the bread and distill your heart and mind, and then we'll partake together.
The Communion Supper, instituted by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, is a sacrament which proclaims his life, his sufferings, his sacrificial death and resurrection, and the hope of his coming again. It helps us remember to participate, to take part in his death until Christ returns. We come to the table so that we may be renewed in life and salvation and be made one by the Spirit. The supper is a means of grace in which Christ is present by the Spirit, and absolutely anyone who is truly repentant, forsaking their sins and believing in Christ for salvation, is invited to take part in his death and resurrection. And so this morning, we gather as a family of Christ followers to this place to remember, to participate. And so in unity with the church, as the church, we confess our faith. Christ has died, Christ has risen. Christ will come again. Let's pray. Holy God, we gather at this, your table, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who by your Spirit was anointed to preach good news to the poor, proclaim release to the captives, set at liberty those who are oppressed. Christ healed the sick, fed the hungry, ate with sinners, and established the new covenant for forgiveness of sins. We live in the hope of his coming again. And so we gather as the body of Christ to offer ourselves to you in praise and thanksgiving. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these, your gifts. Make them by the power of your Spirit to be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one in Christ, one with each other, and one in the ministry of Christ to all the world until Christ comes in final victory. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. On the night in which he was betrayed, Jesus took the bread, gave thanks, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, broken for you, preserve you blameless into everlasting life. Eat this in remembrance that Christ died for you, and be thankful. When the supper was over, Jesus took the cup, gave thanks, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for the many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you, preserve you blameless into everlasting life. Drink this in remembrance that Christ died for you, and be thankful. Our eternal God and Heavenly Father has graciously accepted us as living members of his Son and Savior, Jesus Christ. And he's fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Go now into the world in peace, filled with strength and courage to love and serve God with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Soul. God from whom all blessings flow.